It's the time of year for people to carve pumpkins into jack-o'-lanterns and bake pumpkins into pies and other treats. But as WFIU's J.D. Gray reports, teams across southern Indiana are preparing for this weekend, where they'll compete to see who can chuck a pumpkin the farthest.
Denise Solano Martin is standing on the top of a hill. She's gathered with family members, and they're looking at a large rusted A-frame that's been converted into a trebuchet, a sort of weighted catapult.
It's a whole lot of fun for us to get together as a family and spend time together doing something really kind of stupid.
They're gearing up for the annual Bloomington Pumpkin Launch competition.
Three, two, one.
At the top of the trebuchet, you can see the heavy metal face of a smiling jack-o'-lantern, and when it falls, a real pumpkin whips over the top of the trebuchet in a basket made of white tarp. It's hard to follow the pumpkin as it streaks through the sky, eventually disappearing at the tree line.
That's a good one.
We're pretty consistently hitting about 700 feet.
Last year, Team Tetanus tied for distance at the annual competition. Their launch was a record 739 feet. This weekend, they'll see if they can beat it. For WFIU News, I'm J.D. Gray.